mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number two. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, back from 9 to midnight. Nelson, Mike, James, Don, and others. Always nice to have the ladies call in. Some days it's all women. Most days it's mostly men. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, U.S. offers return on water, electricity, and residents inform on residents to U.S. occupation. I want to talk more about that sheriff out in L.A. and the ADL wanting to arrest anyone that basically criticizes the government and register you as a anti-government person and like a sexual offender, sexual predator database. I mean, they're getting desperate, folks, because they're losing control. Also, the expansion of the Patriot Act moving along quite nicely. Sensenbrenner's snitch or go to jail bill. I want to go over that analysis. Israeli troops admit eye for an eye killings report. But right now, you've been holding long enough. Let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Nelson in New York. Welcome, Nelson.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, my friend.
Listen, first of all, I'd like to thank you for opening up my eyes. Unfortunately, when the elections came, I voted for Bush. I didn't know any better. I heard you on George Noori, and I've been a fan ever since. But what I actually called for was, usually you got a lot of articles on your website that I catch sometimes, but you get them, your guys are good. They get them on the internet before I could send you anything. But I got something maybe that's interesting to you. It's in the National Geographic's May 2005 issue, the one that just came out. I sent you an email with the whole article and the advertising.
Yeah, my whole crew has been busy with these upcoming movies, so we are a little bit behind the last few days. Right. Why don't you send it to Paul Watson?
Paul Watson?
Yeah, that's the webmaster for the Prison Planet side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go to Prison Planet. It says contact webmaster, and Paul's really good about not missing stuff.
Well, this article should be interesting. It's about National Geographic's teaming up with IBM to do like this. It's called a genetic project where they want
going
to
around. We talked about this 3 months ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they're teaming up to get everyone's DNA because they love all the little tribes of people. And by the way, IBM's in the human genome connected to race-specific bioweapons that Dick Cheney's called for the development of.
Right.
And I guarantee you my bottom dollar, and again, National Geographic may not even know this, but, you know, but I know IBM does.
Yeah,
that dual uses, and this is very dangerous.
They were in the last DVD you put out. You mentioned about how they helped keep catalog track or something like that of the Jews that they had in the camps.
Mr. Watson, not my webmaster, but the owner of IBM, was a big Nazi, big supporter, big Bohemian Grove, Thule Society, a Bohemian Grove guy. And so he's part of the Order of Death. And you're absolutely, no, I mean, in the PNAC documents, Dick Cheney says race-specific bioweapons need to be developed. Well, I mean, these poor tribes are going to give these people their blood, and they're going to have every genome on the planet.
Yep. Oh, another thing I wanted to mention about this guy, Chris, that you had on the other day that you spoke to?
Yes, Lord Moron.
Yeah, exactly. He said something about why didn't you take these people to court or something like that, and you had said that that they didn't let it go to court, like they didn't want to listen or whatever. But something he may not be thinking about is he's saying that what you were saying was wrong or you're mistaken or it was a lie or whatever it was he believes in his little world. But he's got to look at it from a different angle. If what you're saying is a lie and it was slander, wouldn't the people who you were saying these things against, Bush and all his minions, come after you? The reason they haven't come and get it into court is because then you'd have to defend yourself. And by defending yourself,
we are very, very careful to have at least three sources on anything we cover.
Right.
I mean, look, Jimmy Walter ran several million dollars of ads in New York alone asking Larry Silverstein, you say you blew up Building 7, please answer. Silverstein didn't respond. We're talking over $2 million in New York alone. He didn't respond because he says he blew it up. Please answer us, Larry Silverstein. Good points.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to plunge into the news and all the propaganda that the globalists are engaging in, but to finish up a comment on what Nelson was saying, we had this caller in the third hour named Mike yesterday. And I've gotten record numbers of emails, and almost every caller that's been calling in heard this buffoon yesterday. I'm sure he's a well-meaning guy. I shouldn't call him a buffoon, but I mean, he really is in la-la land when it comes to the facts. And I learned some background on him. He called the TV show Comment Line, and Mike Hansen called him back, and he argued with him for about 30 minutes, according to Mike's message. I haven't talked to Mike. He left a long message. And Mike said, well, tune into the radio. Do you listen to the radio? And the guy's, yeah, I'm listening. We'll call in and tell him. I'm done talking to you. Because Mike said he'd give him facts, and the guy would just move on to the next thing. So we have to actually, I guess, import people that disagree with us to the radio show now. So that's where Mike came from. He called Mike Hansen, and they had a big argument. And the guy didn't have any facts. So I'm going to re-air part of that argument we had coming up at the bottom of the hour. But you know, one point he made was, well, why haven't you sued the government for 9/11? Why haven't you gotten a grand jury to do something? Well, folks, what do you think Mr. Berg has done, the former deputy attorney general, of a major state? What do you think all the victims, hundreds of the victims' families have done? What do you think Bob Dole's former chief of staff has done, Stanley Hilton? What do you think all these people have done? FBI agents have sued the government and then told international security the courts are ordered to drop it. I mean, there have been It's got to be 20 different lawsuits, more than that. I haven't counted them up. I mean, it is a mass of them. A lot of them class action suits. And families sue the Saudis for involvement. James Baker III, former Secretary of State for the Carlyle Group, comes in and represents them. I mean, I don't... So again, you're wrong there again, sir. I mean, you're wrong at every step of the way. Oh, man. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in Louisiana. Mike, go ahead.
Oh, hello?
Mike in L.A. I missed
that. Oh, hey, no problem, Alex. Hey, yeah, I'm in L.A., actually. Too bad you're not out here. I wish we could get you here in Los Angeles.
Well, actually, where do you live in L.A.? I'm on a station by San Diego, and it covers about half of L.A. You must not live in southern L.A.
No, I do. I live in L.A. County, but 1050 USA Radio here in Riverside is the only place to hear you if I'm in Riverside County, not L.A. County.
Well, I was in L.A. and picked it up, so
really?
Go to the affiliate list. It's on the network site.
Yeah.
What is that affiliate there at John Wayne Airport? Will you guys look that up for me? It's a great station. We're on there right now, and I'm going, what's that affiliate?
No, I'd love to know what it is. I'll turn into AM station. What I called about 4 months ago about the one and only Joe Bannister and his trials coming up, and I thought you might try to get the word out, try to get
you know,
people
I've called
behind
Joe,
him. Or,
I've called Joe about five times, and he just
really?
Must be so busy, he's not calling me back.
Really? Okay.
For those who don't know who he is, we'll look, tell folks.
Oh, no problem. IRS agent, carried a badge and gun, checked out the law about the income tax, disagreed with what the IRS was doing, all the unconstitutional things they're doing, due process, whatever, and left the IRS. I mean, there's more to that, but...
Well, he did all I would ask peace officers to do. He was a Treasury agent assigned to the IRS, very senior, like basically the head guy up in his area, and he heard D.V. Kidd on a talk show, and I, again, went to California and interviewed him there personally, and heard her make all these claims. He wrote notes, spent 2 years investigating it, found out the 16th Amendment was never ratified, giving us the income tax, found out it was an offshore corporation, the District of Columbia incorporated, found out it all was literally a dictatorship, went to his superiors, wrote a big 90-page brief, and said, please respond, or I'm going to have to resign. They said, resign. And then he went public and protested and went to Congress, and boy, they came and arrested him.
No, I just want to say, if you could follow him, his court case, I believe, is like the 10th or 12th, 15th of this month. If you could follow that, get the word out. That's all I care about. I know he sent an email out. I'm getting those. So thanks a lot, though.
Thank you. Yeah, why don't you, thanks for the call. Do me a favor so I don't forget, John. Instant message my wife, that would be my producer too, and tell her to just start calling Joe Bannister three times a day. Yeah, because, I've been trying, I call every few months, and I don't know what's going on. I know he's really, really busy and probably getting ready for his case. But I want Joe on this broadcast. I'll tell you up front, folks, and it doesn't mean they won't come after me, but I pay taxes. I pay the income tax. And people will get howling mad. You're funding the enemy. You're funding our destruction. Look at you. You're a traitor. You know it's a fraud. You're paying it. One must pick his battles. One must pick his battles. And it's simple. I got the Quicken account. I've got an accountant, and you can set Quicken for stuff that's risky, stuff that's medium, stuff that makes you totally in the clear. Well, I do that. I mean, I end up paying more money because if they're ever going to frame me for something, they're going to have to do it out in the open. Of course, I could quit paying the income tax. And there's all these other constitutional taxes. Of course, it goes right into the mafia's hands. But again, I pick my fights, ladies and gentlemen. And I am not I cross every T, dot every I. I don't dump motor oil down the gutter. I do speed. I've cut back on that, by the way. Ever since the tornado blew me off the road, I've been driving a little bit slower. But it's simple. I pick my fights because I've had all the experts on. I've read all the books. I've got the state attorney general documents and the secretary of state. I know they didn't ratify it. I've had former congressmen on talking about it. I know it's a fraud. But I was really fighting the IRS about 5 years ago, really 2 years ago, but I looked at it. They're going to get rid of the income tax. That is, they're going to ratchet it down and call it something else. And they're going to bring in a sales tax that's graduated, and it'll be connected to your ID card, and it'll bring federal regulation into every terminal, every cash register. So I, again, see the new threat. I understand that it's a waste of time and energy, quite frankly. Now, again, if you're some little fry out there, don't want to pay income taxes and know it's a fraud and can't even feed your family if you did pay it, the economy's so bad, I'm not blaming you. I'm saying you're in the right. But there is a chance, especially if you're a big fish, you know, in this movement, that they will come after you. And then those tax courts aren't even real courts. You don't even get a jury, folks. It's a total fraud. And a lot of good men and women have gone to prison over this. And I'm not going to sit here and give you the advice to do this. And then sit there and suck my thumb when you go to jail. Okay? I mean, you could talk about, you know, you're a state citizen and you've pulled out of the fake incorporation and you're not under admiralty. They don't listen to that. They don't follow their own rules, okay? I mean, all that stuff's real, okay? But, again, they're so past that. It is the law of the machine gun, law of the black boot, law of the... I'm here to get the word out. I'm here to cover the news. I'm here to expose what's happening. I am not here to not pay the income tax. I'll say it again. I pay my income taxes. Because, frankly, the statement that we're funding the enemy at its base is not true. Not true, folks. The globalists print the money. They make the money. The income tax is a mode of social control. The Federal Reserve is printing so much money right now, there is a real danger of a depression. I don't know if it's going to happen, but we're like 1929 Germany right now. I mean, things are very precarious. The globalists, you know, America's like an airplane. The Western world is, and it's got four engines and three of them are out. And, the tail section's about to break off. I mean, I don't know if they can land this thing. I don't know if they want to land this thing. Or are they just trying to suck us deeper into debt and deeper down a rat hole before they, you know, punch the button? Now, I think it's important to expose the IRS and expose how it's a fraud and expose how it's extortion and expose how it's criminal. So you can shoot your mouth off all day, oh, I'm a big coward, and because I pay income taxes. No, I've chosen my battles. And I don't, contrary to popular belief, I don't make that much money after expenses. Quite a bit of money comes in, but it all goes out, literally. So I don't. It's not even that much money. I mean, the toll roads and the sales tax and all of that is going to dwarf, is going to absolutely eclipse by many orders of magnitude the income tax. The income tax is a little, 1913 fraud, and its days are numbered. And in the middle of the counter-revolution against the income tax, they're going to, give up the devil you know for a devil you don't know. You're gonna get rid of a case of shingles and get a case of metastasized cancer. But, that's my analogy. You're gonna get rid of a case of gout or a case of ulcers and get a gigantic brain tumor to replace it. So I know the guys out there that talk about common law and. How they're sovereign and all this stuff. They got the, it's almost like alchemy or something. Look, law is whatever machine gun backs it up. Law is you standing up against tyranny. Law is you enforcing the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So it doesn't do anything to the New World Order to not pay taxes. They just print more money, folks. It is a complete joke. Well, that's not really true. It allows you to keep more of the military script that you know as Federal Reserve notes. It allows you to take care of you and your family and does cut a lot of control they have over you. So it is very helpful but in a certain sector of things. Okay? So I stand corrected. But you got to have three-dimensional analysis of all of this. And I know some people don't want to believe me, so fine. Don't listen to me. We'll come back, accelerate through phone calls, cover a bunch of news, play part of this goofy phone call, and a lot more. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
And there is one more good thing about 30 to 45 million. No one really knows the true number. That's a different federal number. 30 to 45 million. Different numbers say different things, but it's over 30 million are not paying income taxes or not filing. The globalists just print more money. But it does show people are resisting. They know it's a fraud. They're saying no. And I can always commend that. I'm just going to tell you, do it at your own risk, because you can pay extra taxes and they'll still come after you. An IRS agent told my dad back in like 1987 or something, they said, Mr. Jones, we don't want your receipts. It doesn't matter. We are organized criminals. Folks, I swear to you, my dad never engages in BS. I remember my dad coming home, white as a ghost, going, they told me they were criminals. They told me they were criminals. Well, you see, and I watched the IRS literally suck everything out of my dad. So the point is that you can pay them, you can't pay them, you can whatever. They'll still come after you. But they've been gotten in so much trouble over the fact that they abused so many people. You know, they took diamond rings off 80-year-old women's fingers, and then the old husband went in and blew his head off so his family could get the insurance policy. You know, hundreds of suicides related. But you got to ask yourself, why did the media suddenly, even mainstream, start exposing them in the last 5 years? Because they're getting ready to bring out a new system. So if the IRS wants to do something with me, I got an accountant. I got all the books, all the receipts. And they've never messed with me. And I can sit there and expose them as criminals they are. You see how that works? But then I know all these people who shoot their mouths off and who go, I'm not paying them. And, man, they go to jail. And it is a fraud. It's a kangaroo court. So I'm not going to stick my head in that lion's jaws. If they want to do it, they're going to have to do it right out in the open. And so many people don't fight the government because they're afraid of the IRS. You know, don't be afraid of them, folks. Most IRS agents I talk to, because a lot of them are listeners of this show, they know it's a fraud. They're all freaked out. Their morale's falling apart. And so the globalists are going to bring you a new fraud. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. But I can't say you're bad for not paying it. I mean, you're in the right. I'm just telling you, these people don't follow their own laws. There is no law that you've got to pay income tax. They catch you in other things. Let's talk to Don in Texas. Don, go ahead.
Hi there. Am I on the line?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, hey, sorry. By the way, that guy, that Chris guy that everybody's talking about, he's a very polished, well-rehearsed professional. You can't call him a provocateur. But he's a professional, and he tries to put you back on your heels, put you on the defensive.
So you think he's a seminar caller?
He's beautiful as far as his expertise, but I hope you can recognize these people. They call in about immigration things. They'll tell, they make lies sound like the truth, and they're very slick. The reason I call in actually is the mercenary movement, the Soldier of Fortune, the freebooters that are over in Iraq. You're aware of them.
I love the fact you use the word freeboot. We got to keep that alive.
Well, there's about five different kinds of these people, and some of them are adventurers, kind of like, the French Foreign Legion that they have. They like to,
Then you have the private companies that they call jackals, Bechtel and
Jackals, yeah.
Halliburton, they've all got them.
Halliburton has taken Titan under its wings, to hide them.
Yeah, Titan Security.
And they call them security. They're guys that like to run the clip, go out and
they get $180,000 a year, and they and they go around slaughtering and
They slaughter, and they some of them get a charge. It's like that woman that got an orgasm when she stuck the ice pick in the guy's, the pickaxe.
Sir, let's not, please.
I'm not trying to be nasty.
No, I know, we can't mention a lot of the terrorism that's going on in the camps. It's just too graphic.
Well, you don't get the sources.
The official Army reports says that they put battery acid on objects and then do things with them.
They have people that, and I'm not against Israel. I'm not, but they. I think in one of the major newspapers in Israel, I think in 1984, admitted that they had 7,000 prisoners had been killed, tortured to death. You've heard of that.
Israel openly has a law that they, quote, are allowed to torture.
I'm part Jewish, and
you can say that you don't like Israel. I don't like what Israel does. I think it's run by a bunch of crooks.
Half of Israel are beautiful people.
Exactly. That's where I. Exactly. There are different camps, and that's what needs to be pointed out. Stay there, Don. I'm going to let you finish up, and then we'll play this clip with more on here in just a second.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Don and Joel and Russell and many others, your calls are coming up. I want to play part of this moron call. I don't know. I think the guy was just in deep denial. You think he's a setup or something. But Don, mercs, freebooters, men of fortune, piratical, Jolly Roger flying globalist. You know, that's the maxim of Skull and Bones. You know, you were a thief, you were a pirate, you were a prince, you were a king, you were a lord. They're into all of this. You know, they're men of fortune. And they get off on it and they enjoy it. And some of them, you know, are kind of like your, to use an analogy, your Han Solo type, who aren't really bad. But a lot of them really are evil. And they've got huge, you know, tens of thousands of mercs running the government of Mohammad Karzai, the UNICAL executive. There in Afghanistan, you've got them basically running Iraq. Hundreds of them have been killed. And a lot of times it's mercs that'll be with our troops and will open fire on whole crowds of citizens, innocent Iraqis, a lot of the big massacres. And now they can't find enough evil Americans, so they're getting all the former death squad commanders from Latin America. And did you hear that Sully Castillo DEA agent interview about they're training the Los Zetas, Mexican special forces that are killing U.S. Police officers and hundreds of other citizens, training in South Texas ranches, and they're enforcers for Bush after smaller cartels that aren't paying their cut? Did you hear that, Don?
I
Hey, by the way, you've heard of the MS-13, you know, the guat, the killer guat, you know, the gang guys?
Yes.
And they got their colorful uniform. I go to a lot of the little, I speak Spanish pretty well, and I like Spanish people. I like Hispanic, you know. And I see them in Austin, here and there with an entourage, and, you know, it's like, nothing's done about them. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty insidious. Now, thing about, getting off on Mexico, some of the incendiary literature that they hear, and a lot of these people aren't educated, that could cause some of the Hispanic people there to be almost as evil as the, terrorists, you might call them, because it's a matter of emotion.
And I know, and our government, this is what wakes them up, our government funds that incendiary literature. Thanks for the call. Absolutely. And these people really are freebooters. A freebooter is a naval mercenary. That's the particular connotation for that term. That's what it notes. Here is part of the call. I can't air the whole thing, but I'll air part of it. Here's the call with this listener yesterday who was just in complete and total denial or was a stoolie for the globalist. Here it is.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to a real American patriot, Sully Castillo, again, Vietnam veteran, highly decorated sniper. Then he worked his way up as a law enforcement officer, peace officer in the police department in South Texas. Then he got into the DEA and in 12 years became the head of their Latin American operations.
Oh, yes.
And let's stop this right now. Let's stop this right now, please. I guess the computer misfired because during the break I was listening to the call. It's yesterday, 8 minutes into the last hour is where we started. That was from the day before yesterday with Sully Castillo, the DEA agent, not the moron caller. So let's make clear that's not who we're talking about. I love these computers, folks. Do you have the real clip now? Well, I mean, you were just playing it for me a minute ago during the break. No, it's not the same one. Okay, well, maybe we just won't do that then. Let's go ahead and talk to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Kudos for the Charles Goodyear interview you had. Two things for you. Tuesday, we had a seminar on campus about countering American anti-Americanism. And they had four speakers. One of them was Russ Feingold, Senator, Robert Rigliano, Elizabeth Turpin. She was from the Henry L. Stimson Center. I don't know about that. There is Julius Zweig, who is from the CFR or has ties to it. And I got the main focus of what they were saying was we just need a private citizen PR goodwill campaign exchange program with other countries. And it just sounded a little weird. But if you want to get the clip, Senator Feingold actually came out and said the reason why we're in Iraq is to protect our interests. And my jaw dropped.
No, I mean, the Naval War College
said it, though.
The Naval War College comes right out and says it. The Pentagon says it. It's all admitted, except when they're on the nightly news, they tell us, oh, no, that's ridiculous.
Well, this was through the Institute of World Affairs, and if you want, it was rebroadcast, and it should be in a video or an audio clip through WEWM.
Well, I mean, they say it every day. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they say, we're an empire, we're taking over, the people will be our slaves in America.
But it was the contrast between we are there to protect our interests, the oil, and then, oh, we just need to do a private citizen PR campaign. And the two just did not mesh. And one of the speakers, Julia Zweig from the CFR, she was saying that the view that other citizens of the world have of us is a caricature. And I thought, well, if I square up what Senator Feingold said with what she's saying, no wonder.
Oh, yeah, they're saying it's an empire, but then saying it's not. Thanks for the call. Here's an example. Fears over CIA university spies, BBC, a CIA scheme to sponsor trainee spies. secretly throughout U.S. university courses has caused anger among U.K. academics, because now they're going to do it in the U.K. too. This has been going on forever. 90% of university funding now in sciences is black budget, you know, secret government ops and DARPA, 90%. Now they're taking over even anthropology, media classes, basically, and they're giving them $50,000 a year. That's $25,000 to pay for the courses and another $25,000 to live on, folks. I mean, expenses. And they're becoming secret CIA assets on the school grounds and then to be sent around the world. And now they're taking our tax money to do this in England. And this has been going on for a long time. Now they're just, I mean, folks, if they'll spend 200 and something million on one package of fake newscasts telling you how great the Medicare, Medicaid prescription drug plan is, I mean, they're spending billions on this stuff. And they have to buy people to go then and be their little spies. Oh, man. And then these young 20-year-olds, you know, they get their little CIA pass, and they feel all powerful, and it says they have to be all secret. And they go home and watch CSI Miami, where they torture people and where they take people's rights away, and they image with that and bond with that. And, you know, and it says they have to go to CIA summer camps secretly every summer, and tens of thousands of these people. They're going to be everywhere. They're already here, but more and more of them, armies of them. All right, we did get the clip. Now, here is the proper clip with the caller yesterday. Go ahead and roll it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, loaded phone lines here. We're going to everybody's call. Spend a few more minutes with Chris in Texas. And Chris, if you called up and said, Alex, you got a date wrong in your documentary, you know, I'd go fix it. I've done stuff like that. Or, Alex, you're wrong about this bill number. Or, Alex, I don't see that interpretation of Section 802 that you see. Well, here, let's read the subsection and see who's right. But instead you just go, I don't believe, you have belief, you have faith that George Bush knew anything about 9/11. Their own memo is public that they knew all the details. They ordered FBI to stand down. He signed W199I. They flew the bin Ladens out of the country in the days after. They're in the Carlyle Group. Jeb Bush running security on the buildings. Bush had the launch orders 2 days before 9/11 to attack Afghanistan. 44,000 U.S. troops massing into Tajikistan, Uzbekistan. 18,000 British troops, two aircraft carriers entered that area 1 day before. On and on and on. NORAD drills that day. NORAD ordered to stand down. Drills of flying hijacked jets in the buildings. Mayor Willie Brown getting a call from Condoleezza Rice told not to fly to New York the night before. San Francisco Chronicle. On and 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 on. Hijackers, houses, cars, credit cards paid for by the U.S. government. I mean, let's address one at a time the things you say. You're saying you said George Bush didn't have any prior knowledge of 9/11.
It's my belief, sir, yes.
Your belief?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy?
I have looked.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Are you finished, sir?
Listen, you're the talking about fairy tales.
I'm trying.
You give me some facts.
I'm going to say, if you want to make a believer out of me, sir, show me the smoking gun. I want to see it. Don't show me your little newspaper articles or magazine articles.
What do you mean?
Show me a smoking gun.
It's like show you gravity. The evidence of gravity is all around you.
See, I've studied all the stuff.
Sir, I've got the smoking guns for prior knowledge. They knew specifics, plans to fly planes into buildings in the next week. They knew he was given it in the CIA briefing, and Rice lied and said they never got it.
Okay, then let me ask you this. Why don't you take it to a federal grand jury and have them indicted?
We have called for that, sir. We have contacted grand juries, state and federal. We have done whole shows calling for grand juries to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well,
Red Beckman on for 2 hours doing that 2 years ago.
Okay, I've looked over this evidence that you claim that you have, and I've read it, and it amounts to nothing.
Oh, so you just got the word nothing.
It amounts to nothing.
Saying the word nothing doesn't make it nothing.
If you were to take this to a federal grand jury, sir, they would laugh you out of the building.
Sure they would.
Because what you have amounts to
nothing. Now you're talking about laughing. See,
they would.
You use these buzzwords, sir, they mean nothing.
Well, I am simply trying to tell you, sir, what I believe, okay?
Are you saying Operation Northwoods doesn't exist, the official government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks to blame it on a foreign enemy?
Hey, I know nothing of that, sir.
Yeah, okay. Do you know about Operation Gladio that was carried out?
No, sir, I know nothing of that.
Do you know they now admit they blew up the Maine for the Spanish-American War in 1898 in Havana Harbor?
No, sir, I know nothing of that.
Do you know about Hitler burning his own Reichstag to blame it on his political enemies?
Yes, I know about that.
You know about Hitler staging an attack on a radio base on the Polish border and blaming it on the Poles?
I know that Hitler was a madman, yes, sir.
Do you know about the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution?
I can't say that I do, sir.
Do you know about the RAF documents they just released where they were bombing Saddam, trying to get him to attack?
No, sir.
Do you know about April Gillespie telling Saddam to go ahead and invade Kuwait?
No, sir.
Well, that's, they got video of that. It's been all over national news.
Okay. All right. Well,
do you know about, look, I'm not trying to be mean to you, sir. This is life and death. Okay, do you know that Bill Clinton certified blood is wholesome for 8 years as non-prison blood, and they didn't even test it, and they knew it had HIV in it, and tens of thousands of people died?
Now, that I wouldn't be surprised of, sir.
You don't like Bill Clinton. Well,
I've never liked Bill Clinton.
A surrogate member of the Bush family.
You know, I've never liked Bill Clinton.
Did you know Terry Reid, CIA, was there watching the cocaine being unloaded?
No,
it's never been challenged?
No, sir. I know nothing of that. But,
well, it must feel real good to know nothing about it.
Okay. I'm simply trying to tell you, sir, that I don't believe that George Bush had any prior knowledge to 9/11.
That's now admitted they had prior knowledge.
There's no proof that he had prior knowledge.
And you can say there's no proof that there's salmon in the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean.
He had no proof of the attacks prior knowledge, sir. He had no proof of you have no proof that he had
say
prior
it five
knowledge.
More times. Say it five more times.
He had no proof. You have no proof.
Say it again.
I said you have no proof, excuse me. You have no proof, sir, that he had prior knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Because if he did, he would have done everything in his power to stop it.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I don't think you're a government agent, but I bet
sir.
A government
employee. I'm just a private citizen, sir.
But I bet you work for the government.
No, sir. No, I'm just a private citizen.
You have government contracts.
No, I'm a person who simply loves his country, sir.
So criticizing a corrupt government is bad. Loving
sir.
Your country is mindlessly going, I don't know, but you have no proof.
Well, if you want to make a believer out of me, show me the proof, and then maybe I'll believe you.
You keep saying, show you the money. I already showed you the money.
You haven't shown me anything, sir.
Have you seen any of my films?
Yes, sir, I have.
What film is that?
I don't know what the names of them are, but I flip through the channels, and I come across your program, and I'll sit and I'll watch them.
Well, those
okay?
aren't,
and,
those
and
aren't
while, I agree, while I agree with some of the things that you say, I don't agree with all of them, and I certainly do not agree.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Do you believe that the CIA for client banks controls over 80% of the narcotics brought into this country?
Yes, sir, I have no knowledge of that. Okay, I have no knowledge.
You can either confirm or deny, huh?
Okay. All I'm trying to say is I'm simply saying.
Let me stop you. Have you heard the LBJ tape released 2 years ago by the LBJ Presidential Museum and Library in Austin, Texas? What we already knew from the documents, where the Gulf of Tonkin never happened and was used as a pretext, with the 58 million Americans died in.
No, sir, I have not heard that.
Do you believe that, or do you think I'm just making that up?
Well, I wouldn't know, sir. I don't know anything about it. I would need to study it.
Yeah, but you can just say I have no proof.
Yeah, well,
you can just say that I don't have
the only
a shred of evidence.
The only thing I see you doing, sir, every week is bad-mouthing George Bush, telling everybody how he's a terrorist and a murderer, but you show us no proof. You kind of remind me of a person who claims to have been kidnapped by aliens. You tell a real fascinating story, sir, but you can't back it up.
Okay, you can use all the buzzwords you want. Let's go over something right now you can't even debate.
Probably not.
Did George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld say that they knew Saddam had weapons of mass destruction?
Yes, sir.
And did it turn out that wasn't true?
Well, we haven't found any. He probably had them shipped to Syria.
No. Oh, no. They've officially said they were wrong. Now the CIA officers have gone public and said they were ordered to lie. We have the down. Was the Nigerian document for uranium fabricated?
I don't know, sir. I don't know anything about that.
Was the Pat Tillman case, where they claimed he was killed by Al-Qaeda, it turns out by his own troops, was that fabricated?
I don't believe it was, sir. I found out about that just the other day, and I was very upset about it.
They now admit, sir, that they lied.
Like I said, I was very upset about that because I was a great admirer.
Are you saying the government didn't lie?
I beg your pardon?
Are you saying they did or didn't lie?
Well, in the case of Pat Tillman, they did, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, what about Jessica Lynch? She cowered and feared as a Hispanic American, took out those Iraqis, but because they wanted to put women in frontline combat, they told those families to shut up, and they gave her credit for something she never did. Then they beat up the doctors that took care of her and our dead and made a lie about it and had Jerry Bruckheimer produce it.
I haven't heard anything of that, sir.
BBC, baby, and they admit the whole thing was a lie.
Okay. Now, as I stated before,
you want me to keep firing these at you for 10 hours?
Sir,
as I can.
Sir, you can...
You don't know you what can, you're... Let me tell you
You can
something.
Fire them at me if you want to, sir.
You make me sick.
I'm sorry if I make you sick, sir. I'm simply a person who loves this country, and I want to stand up.
I love my country,
and
too.
I want to stand up for my president.
Did you hear us talking about genetic engineering in the last hour?
Yes, sir, I did.
You think that's a bunch of bull, too?
I'd have to study it, sir. I don't know.
That's right. You must feel really good to not know anything.
Okay, sir, I don't...
You just know that you religiously don't believe me. Sir, do you know what Skull and Bones is?
Sir, I believe some of the things you say, but not all of the things
Sir, do you know what the Fool Society is?
No, sir, I don't know what the Fool Society is.
Sir, do you know what Bohemian Grove is?
No, sir, I don't know what Bohemian Grove
is. Well, you better find out, because your life depends on it. I love you, Chris.
Well, sir,
I spend 18 hours a day working. I'm working so hard. I know what I'm talking about.
Alex, I have...
And you can sit there and shoot your mouth off and say I don't, but you're dead wrong, brother.
Sounds to me, sir, like you're the only one shooting his mouth off.
I'm giving
listening.
You nothing
okay.
but facts, and
now,
I can keep doing it for 10 hours. Let me ask you again. All right. And I said 58 million. I was going so fast. 58,000 Americans. So, see, I corrected myself. We'll be right back with more news and your calls. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
All right, Russell and David and Leslie and others, your calls are coming up, and I will get into more of this news. But the callers are bringing up every angle you can imagine, taking us in directions we never go in. It's always interesting. Before I go back to the calls, just briefly, both showings for tonight's broadcast of projection, I should say, of my new film, Martial Law, are sold out, and next Wednesday's showing is sold out. So we're now going to be showing another special screening of martial law, and I'll be there as well and give a speech and have a question and answer next Thursday. Not next Thursday, Thursday after next, June 16th. June 16th, due to popular demand, 7:30 p.m., Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, in their big theater. So I suggest that you go to Infowars.com, link through, and get your tickets to go to that now. So again, we're going to have another showing, because all three of these are sold out, coming up on June 16th, Thursday, June 16th, 7:30. Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. And if you want to get a hard copy of Martial Law, my new film, 3 hours long on DVD, 2.5+ hours on VHS, covers 9/11, Who the Globalists Are, the latest police state developments. It's my most powerful film yet. Go to Infowars.com to order a copy via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, or simply call toll-free to get a copy. They can answer all your questions there and tell you about different discounts when you call. There's a lot of big discounts. Carry a lot of other titles, too. They can tell you about them. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or get a monthly or yearly subscription, 15 cents a day, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Have my weekly TV reports. We had 3 weekly reports this week. Normally one, a lot of times two, but this time three. All of my films, a bunch of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book. I mean, an e-book's usually $5.95. Just you get a whole bunch of e-books, a whole bunch of documentaries, new stuff every week, usually every day. My best audio interviews for 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv or 888-253-3139. Russell in Florida. Welcome, Russell.
Alex, Chris has me convinced. I think we're all a bunch of Looney Tunes.
We really are a bunch of Looney Tunes, yeah.
You know, I listened to that briefly yesterday, and I tried to call in, but the phone lines were jammed. That guy, I thought he was just in deep denial or just in absolute worship of Bush, because that's what it seemed. But now, listening to it again, he has to be a professional agitator or something, because you were giving him mountains of evidence, and he didn't once say, wow, that sounds like something right there. Let's talk about that more. He just continued to deny. And you presented, he said you'd be laughed out of a grand jury. You presented enough evidence to a federal grand jury where they would have to take that case up. I mean,
In federal and state grand juries, at least 5 times I know of in lawsuits against the Bush administration for complicity, they declare national security and order the judge to throw it out.
Of course. Well, we know that. But I'm saying in a perfect world, we both know, if everything was the way it was supposed to be, that there's an orgy of evidence regarding
9/11. But, I mean, this stuff has been going to court.
I know. But you never hear about it on the major media. You never hear a thing about it.
I don't know. I don't want to disagree with you just for disagreement's sake. But, I mean, I really think the guy was just completely ignorant.
Well, he would have to be incredibly ignorant. And the point that I was trying to say is, you know, he didn't once say, when you brought up these facts, Alex, you may be onto something. Let's investigate this further. He just continued to deny. So he was a person that just, I think he worships this government, and he probably worships Bush like a god.
I hear you. Anything else, Russell?
No, just keep up the good work. You're a warrior, and I would have probably cut this guy off a while before that.
All right, thanks for the call. We'll be back with the third hour.